I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Forgotten Clefs comes to schools and community centers in South Central Indiana. They'll be visiting Bloomington this Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesday, it's an open dress at Trinity Episcopal on Grant Street at 6:30. Wednesday, they'll be at the Monroe County Public Library for a concert in the morning at 10 a.m. And Thursday, they'll be at the Brown County Public Library at 2:30. Other shows will be at the Ellettsville YMCA, the Brown County Head Start, Spencer Elementary, and McCormick's Creek Elementary. We were pleased to have two members of Forgotten Clefs, Christopher Armijo and Keith Collins, joining us in the studio. Fellas, how long have you been associated with Forgotten Clefs? Keith?
Well, since the beginning, it's been a good 5 years or so now in various iterations. It's a Renaissance wind band. Are based in Bloomington, and we're really looking forward to being out there and doing our educational outreach.
And Christopher, how long have you been with the group?
I joined about a year after the group came together, so about 4 years for me. And I joined while I was in school pursuing my master's degree in the recorder, and the group asked me to join, and I couldn't say no. I still have much left to learn about how to do it, but it's very fun. That's what I love about it.
Keith has brought along a harp. Keith, could you describe this harp to us?
I've brought along a Renaissance Bray harp. And the Bray harp was the usual kind of instrument you would see during the Renaissance in most of Europe. It looks like a regular harp, but at the soundboard where the strings attach, there are small wooden planks. They're little tiny tangents. And those are the brays, and they just barely touch the string and cause it to buzz. Sounds quite foreign to modern ears, but it would have been the normal harp sound of much of the European Renaissance. This is a pavan by Anthony Holborn.
Pavan by Anthony Holborn. Keith Collins playing the Bray harp with Christopher Armijo playing the recorder. Members of Forgotten Clefs. Forgotten Clefs, program funded, by the way, by private donors, the Indiana Arts Commission Grant Program, Brown County Community Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Arts, and the Monroe County Public Library. They'll be appearing Tuesday at 6:30, open dress rehearsal at Trinity Episcopal on Grant Street in Bloomington. Wednesday in the morning at 10 a.m., they'll be at the Monroe County Public Library. And Thursday afternoon, 2:30, at the Brown County Public Library. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.